Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about the virtue of generosity. As you know, generosity is one of the great virtues within Islam, and it is also, ironically, one of the attributes and sifat of God Almighty. And basically, generosity means, you know, to, you know, give generously without expecting any kind of recompense on the part of the person who you have bestowed something to. And, you know, there is a hadith in which we have been commanded to تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, to adopt the etiquettes and attributes of God Almighty, at least the ones which are possible to be adopted. We're not talking about, like, those attributes, you know, that are specifically characteristics of God, like, for example, his ontological necessity or his eternity and so on and so forth. But we're talking about those which the human being has the ability to adopt, albeit in a lesser fashion. One of these is generosity. In this connection, we have many hadiths which have been narrated from, you know, the infallibles regarding this beautiful virtue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has made generosity the greatest moral virtue. And he also said, Allah has created every single vicegerent of his with generosity as their natural disposition. Meaning, generosity was something natural for them and intuitive for them. You know, as there are many stories regarding the, you know, generosity of, you know, the prophets and the infallibles such as the imams. Like, for example, there's many stories regarding the generosity of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. For example, it's been narrated that, you know, twice in his life he gave away all of his belongings to the poor, everything that he had. In this connection, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, generosity is the fruit of the intellect and the contentment, and contentment is the proof of magnanimity. And he's also said, generosity cultivates love, meaning when we are generous to other people, this creates a feeling of love and friendliness between the two parties. Finally, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq said, generosity is one of the noble traits possessed by the prophets. It is the pillar of belief, such that only a true believer will be generous, as well as one who possesses great certainty and high aspiration. For generosity is a gleam from the light of certainty, and the one who knows what he wants finds it easy to give away. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at generosity as a virtue in Islam in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد